Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Hi, this is Connie. Connie Kendall, I mean. And I'd like you to join us for a time of wonder and excitement and all kinds of other fun stuff. Are you ready? Well, let's go for another Adventure in Odyssey. How's that? Did I say it right?
Have you ever heard of a man named Mark Herring?
What?
Do you mean he's going to put wit's end in his book?
Oh, he might.
My brand new pear tree is ruined.
Oh, man. Did he do that? You're a sad little boy.
So you're telling me that World War I never happened?
World War I, II, the Civil War, you name it, it's a lie.
That's ridiculous, Jared.
Prove it.
We went on vacation to Virginia last year. There's all sorts of Civil War monuments.
Oh, yes. Brilliant scheme that was. All of them built in 1986.
What? Who built them?
Adults. In 1984, the president got on TV. He said, "Children are getting smarter and smarter, and soon they'll be smarter than us. So from now on, we'll teach them lies." And everybody thought it was a great idea. They've been teaching kids wrong stuff ever since.
You're a psycho.
It's true.
You're a sad little boy.
And you're just as ignorant as the rest of the youth of America.
Are you calling me ignorant?
That's what I said.
You're calling me ignorant?
Yeah, if you can't see what's going on.
That's it. Why do I listen to you? Just go away.
Sarah, think about it.
Stop following me.
Just listen for a second.
Connie, will you please get the psycho away from me?
Jared, stop picking on her.
I'm not picking on her. I'm trying to reason with her.
You know, maybe you two should just spend some time on opposite ends of the shop. You've been arguing all morning.
Disgusting.
Whatever. You're giving me a headache.
Look, you need some aspirin?
No, I'll be okay.
Mr. Whitaker,
huh?
Did the Civil War actually happen?
Oh, good thinking. Ask an adult.
Are you saying Mr. Whitaker would lie?
If he doesn't, he'll be thrown in jail, Sarah. You'd lie, too.
What on earth are you talking about?
Don't pay attention to them. They've been arguing like this all morning.
I'm sorry I missed it.
Don't be. Hey, where have you been anyway?
Oh, upstairs on the phone. I had an interesting conversation with someone. Have you ever heard of a man named Mark Herring?
Sounds familiar.
Well, about 6 weeks ago, he set off on a trip across the country on a bicycle.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, he plans to cross the entire continental U.S., and he'll stop and meet people along the way.
For a book?
Yeah, right. He's calling it Handlebars Across America.
So he's the one you were on the phone with?
Well, actually, an associate of his.
So you really think he's doing it?
Doing what?
Riding a bicycle that far.
Yeah, it appears he's trying to.
No, I mean, don't you think it's probably a scam? Who does this? Rides a bike across the country. What if there's a thunderstorm?
Well, I imagine he takes shelter when he needs to.
I'll tell you what he does. After he bikes through the city, he rides the next 100 miles in an air-conditioned camper until he gets into the next city. Everybody thinks he's out there working and sweating when he's really sitting on an exercise bike in a camper while he watches TV and eats fig bars.
You see what I have to listen to?
It's all staged, just like when they faked that whole moon landing thing. Which is another conversation for another time.
So, Whit, why did this guy call you?
Oh, because he's coming through Odyssey tomorrow, and he heard about Whit's End. He wanted to know if he could stop by and see the place.
Cool.
Do you mean he's going to put Whit's End in his book?
Oh, he might.
That is so great. We could get national exposure.
Uh-huh.
You think he'd want to interview me?
He wants to write about America, not Mars.
There will be people all over the country coming in here.
Well, that's if he decides to put us in the book.
Oh, he will. I know he will. We just have to give him the royal treatment.
Connie.
We'll be the nicest, friendliest people he's ever met.
Can I help?
No. I mean, yes, but Okay, you can be here, but you and Sarah have to be on your best behavior, understand?
Yeah.
Sure.
I don't think it's necessary to actually prepare for this.
I'm just setting some ground rules. Listen, you two, no fighting, no arguing. No conspiracy theories, or you've had it, okay?
Got it.
Got it, as long as I get to ask him a few key questions.
No questions.
Nothing like that, Connie. Just questions about the book and the bike and the fig bars.
No fig bars!
I'll be good.
Why am I not comforted by this?
So the guy's coming to Wits End tomorrow. You ought to come with me. Go fish.
You don't have any eights.
Not a one.
Are you sure?
Wish I could help you, Cody.
But you just took my eights a couple turns ago.
Oh, well, maybe I have one.
One?
Or two. Oh yeah, here's one more.
Thanks.
I'm sick of this game. Let's do something else.
Like what?
Watch TV, or harass your dog, or play catch or something.
Oh, man!
What?
I forgot about the dog.
What about him?
I left him alone in the backyard.
So?
So I'm not allowed to do that. I can't leave him unchained because he digs up Mom's flowers.
It's been an hour since we left him. He could have dug up the whole neighborhood by now.
I know.
Rambo! Here, dog! Rambo!
I don't see him.
Maybe he's under the deck.
Gotta be. It doesn't look like he got in.
Uh-oh.
What?
The gate's open. I left the gate open. He could be anywhere.
If he's anything like my dog, he's in the Bahamas by now.
Rambo! Here, boy!
Wait! I heard something.
It came from my neighbor's backyard. Rambo? Oh, man.
Did he do that?
Oh, I think so. It's ruined. My neighbor's new pear tree. Oh, he just planted it last week. Rambo, come here. Bad dog.
A dog that bites trees in half.
I'm in so much trouble.
It doesn't look like your neighbor's at home, though.
I'm dead.
Maybe he won't notice.
Yeah, and maybe he won't notice I've run off to Mexico, either.
Okay, we have a nice crowd here. Thanks for coming, everybody. This'll look good with a lot of kids around. All right, first of all, let's go over some rules. Number one, at all times, look like you're having fun and you're learning something. Also, there'll be no fighting, arguing, insulting, teasing, gossiping, running, spilling, shouting, spitting, burping, or engaging in any kind of horseplay for the rest of the day. Okay, so more specific rules. If you're in the Bible room, no using the harp in the David display as a slingshot. Along those same lines, no eating the manna in the Moses display. It's cardboard, Dwayne. The proper way to eat an ice cream cone is from the top down. You do not eat the cone first and then slurp the ice cream out of your hand. If he interviews you, there are several things you should not mention. First, if he asks you what's your favorite thing to do here, do not say anything about whip-topping fights. This is not an officially sanctioned Wits End activity. If he asks you to name some interesting memories, please do not mention Eugene's attempt to develop a more nutritious menu last week. I don't want the whole country to think that we serve green bean or radish flavored ice cream on a regular basis. Got that? Okay, any questions so far?
What if I happen to see someone breaking the rules? Say, for instance, when Jared gets here, he starts running or fighting or claiming aliens are running the government. Can I punch him in the stomach?
No! See, that would be a form of fighting. Any more questions? Okay, let's get to our assignments. I have a map here of Wits End. I need a group of kids in each of the following areas. The Bible room, the library, the front counter, the eating area, and the imagination station. Now, I gave you all slips of paper on the way in. Check your slip to see what area you'll be covering. We need people in all places so that he can get a good look at people in action doing all the different and fun activities.
Oh, hi, everyone. What's going on here?
I'm preparing them for Mark Herring.
Why?
So we can make a good impression.
Oh, what's this? Assigned areas? Connie, I think you're overdoing this.
Is that him?
Is there a Mr. Whitaker here needs an electrician?
Oh.
Yeah, right here.
Okay, everybody get in your places. He could be here any minute.
Connie, I think he'd rather see the real Whitson.
This is the real Whitson, Whit. I'm just, decorating it up a bit.
Huh.
Are you Mr. Whitaker?
Yeah. The lights through the room here have been dimming whenever I turn on the dishwasher. I'm concerned that they're...
Uh-huh!
Excuse me?
Fixing the lights, I see. So you want the place to be perfect, too. I'm not overdoing it. I was going to change the air filter in the furnace. I'll be right back.
Okay, it's right this way.
Oh, thank you.
Hi, Mr. Walton.
Well, hi, Cody.
Time to face the music. Mr. Walton?
What do I have to do? Get armed guards?
I just wanted to say...
Look at this. It's ruined. My brand new pear tree is ruined.
About that...
I did everything the book said.
Yeah, well...
I hung up that smelly thing in the back. The book said right there in black and white, deer won't go anywhere near that scent.
Deer?
Yeah, they got in my yard again. Tore up my pear tree. Left me alone for a few months. Now I guess they're back. Things live in the woods. Don't they have enough of their own trees?
So you're saying deer did this?
That's right.
They've done this before?
Well, yeah, never like this, but yes.
Oh, that's too bad.
They're smarter than you think, you know that? I don't trust them.
Yeah, neither do I.
So forget about it. He thinks the deer did it. Let him think that. What's the problem? Come on, I want to go to Wits End. The bicycle guy's supposed to be there.
I still feel guilty.
You act like you were the one who chewed on the tree.
No, but I'm responsible. Mom and Dad put me in charge of the dog, and I blew it.
So what are you going to do about it? Feel guilty for the rest of your life?
No, but I think I should try to fix it.
What, the tree?
No, I should do something to make up for the tree.
Why do you have to make everything so complicated? Here, you got us scot-free. Nobody would ever know. Not your neighbor, not your parents, not anybody but me, you, and Rambo. Can't you just let it go?
I don't think so.
So you're gonna tell him. He'll tell your parents, and you'll get grounded for a week. Plus, you have to work like a dog around the house until you pay off the tree.
You think they'll make me do that?
That's what my dad would do. And since all parents are working together to keep us inferior, I figure they pretty much have the same tactics.
I can't just ignore it, though.
I'll tell you what. You feel guilty? I have a plan. Here's what to do. How much money you got?
About $30.
Slip it to him without him seeing you. That way you've made good and he never knows you did bad.
What do you mean? Like slip it under his door?
No, he gets suspicious. You gotta be sneakier. Let me think. I know. Do you have a computer?
My dad's.
Can you get it working?
Yeah, he lets me use it all the time.
Laser printer?
Yeah.
Good, let's go. Hey, looks pretty official, huh?
Sure does.
Read it to me.
Okay. Dear Mr. Walton, congratulations. Your name has been selected as our grand prize winner in the Best Lawn Decorations and Odyssey Sweepstakes. Our prize officials drove down your street last week and noticed your lovely yard. We especially liked the mailbox shaped as a squeegee bucket. For having such an attractive yard, you have won a $30 gift certificate from Joe's Nursery for you to use on your yard in any way you would like to. Congratulations and enjoy your gift.
Pretty good, huh?
It's great. I'd think it was real myself if I hadn't typed it in.
Yeah, we get this kind of stuff at home all the time. So now all you gotta do is go down to Joe's Nursery, buy the gift certificate, put it in an envelope, stick it in his mailbox, and that's it.
This could really work.
Of course it will, and you're home free. No more guilt, and still, nobody knows you did.
I guess not.
Now can we go to Wits End?
Okay.
Come on!
Be right there. Home free.
Okay, now let's do it one more time from the top.
Pardon me, I think there might be a severed wire up in this ceiling. You mind if I stand on the counter right here?
Okay, but could you just please make it fast?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
Okay, from the top, and try not to look at your scripts. Sarah, you start.
Okay. So, Jared, you want to use the imagination station?
No thanks, Sarah.
How about using some of the interactive displays in the Bible room?
No thanks, Cody.
Go into the theater, raid the costume room, and put on a play?
No.
Why not?
I don't have any money to do those things.
Oh, but Jared, those things don't cost money. Here at Wits End, they're free.
Really?
Sure, you want to come?
I sure do.
Good. Okay, then you get up and go. And, I know. Why don't you all put your arms around each other?
What?
So he'll know we're all friends here.
No way. What if he takes a picture? Can you imagine what'll happen to me? A book with a picture of me touching Jared?
Never mind. I guess it's a little corny anyway. All right, let's do it again. Back to your seats.
Yeah, whatever.
Connie?
Yeah, Whit?
Have you seen the... Oh, there you are.
Oh, you're looking for me?
Yeah, I was going to tell you we've had some fuses blow out recently. It just seems a little odd that so many would go out around the same time.
Well, I'll check it out in a bit.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, now, Jared, that was great, but one thing. When you say you don't have any money for anything, try to look a little more depressed.
Okay.
Great. All right, let's take it from the top, and no scripts at all this time.
What's going on now, Connie?
Oh, we're just preparing a little something for when Mark Herring gets here.
You're performing a sketch for him?
Well, not exactly. He's not going to know it's a sketch.
You want him to think it's real?
Right. What's wrong?
Well, don't you think you're taking all of this a little bit too far? Assignments, sketches?
Well, don't you want to make a good impression?
I think Wits End on a normal day makes a good impression. I certainly don't want him to get a false impression.
Well, yeah, but... I mean, you know what happens here sometimes. Kids fighting, bickering. Do you want that to be in his book?
Well, no, but the mere fact that we feel like we have to hide who we really are is what bothers me.
Well, we're not really hiding anything. We're just making sure we're on our best behavior.
But my question is, why? Why are we working so hard to impress this man?
Because he's a celebrity. He's writing a book. You're leading up to something, aren't you?
Well... I'm only wondering why we aren't always good. Why aren't we always friends, not arguing, following the rules?
Be realistic, Whit.
Connie, that's my point. You're working hard to impress this man who'll be here for one day. And God is always with us. Shouldn't we be so intent on trying to impress him instead of worrying about what one man thinks or even the people who read his book? What about God, who sees every move we make? Why aren't we all working harder to be on our best behavior for him? Well, just something to think about. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to go see to the train set.
Maybe we should skip the play, huh?
Yeah, it doesn't seem like such a good idea anymore.
He's not coming anyway. He's probably heard about me, and he's scared the whole Capper thing will get out.
You want to go to the Bible room?
Sure. Cody? Cody!
What?
What's the matter?
Nothing. I'm just thinking about this God is watching every move we make thing.
What do you mean?
I'm going to turn myself in.
Wait a minute. Wait! You mean you're going to tell your neighbor what really happened?
I think I have to.
Why?
You heard what Mr. Whitaker said. God is watching every move we make. I'm not getting away with anything. God knows what I did.
But you already made up for it.
No, I fixed the problem, but I didn't make it right. Giving him the money I did for myself, this I'm doing for God.
Well, hi there, Cody.
Hi, Mr. Walton. There's something I need to tell you.
Okay.
About your tree.
Mm-hmm.
The deer didn't do it. My dog did. I forgot and left him in the backyard alone. The gate was open.
Is that right?
By the time I found him, he had already bitten through your tree. You got something in the mail today. Hopefully that'll help pay for your trouble. But I wanted to tell you myself.
Well, thank you, Cody. I appreciate your telling me. I suppose it wasn't the easiest thing in the world for you to do.
If I need to pay you more money, let me know. I'm sorry, Mr. Walton.
Oh, that's it. Oh, well, hold on a second, Cody. One thing. Here, I got some mail of yours today. It's addressed to you.
It looks important.
Yeah, it could be.
Dear Cody, congratulations. You are our grand prize winner in the most mischievous dog in Odyssey contest. Enclosed is your $30 prize. Buy yourself a nice leash or something. You did this.
Yeah, just a little humor there with a leash bit, you see.
You knew. How?
Well, the envelope, for one. Barney Walton. My name is Bernard, you know. You're the only one I know who thinks my name is Barney.
Sorry.
Oh, that's okay. And by the way, thank you for the money. But I like the apology better.
I can't believe he never came.
Well, I told you not to get your hopes up, Connie.
Maybe he'll come tomorrow.
No, he probably has to keep moving with the whole country to cross and all.
Well, it's about time to close up here. Let's see, are you finished with that shake, Sarah?
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. That electrician's still here. Do you want me to tell him we're closing?
Well, actually, here he comes now.
Well, looks like everything checks out.
Okay, good. Thanks, Mark.
Mark? Wait a minute. Are you... Whit, did you...
It's nice to meet you, Connie. I'm Mark Herring.
You were here all the time?
Why'd you dress up?
Well, actually, that was my fault. Once I got the hint of the production you were preparing, I called and told him he should probably just come in a costume so that he could see Wit's End as it really is.
And that I did. Nice place you got here, Mr. Whitaker.
Oh, thank you.
But you said he was an electrician.
I am an electrician when I'm not writing books.
So you're going to write about us?
I'm not sure. It is an interesting place. There is one thing I would like to ask, though.
What's that?
Well, someone is spreading the rumor that I'm not really biking across the country. Something about riding in campers and eating fig bars. Any idea who that might be?
Jared?
Well, someone has to be the bastion of truth in this world. If it falls to me, I'm okay with that. You're what, late 40s, early 50s?
And?
I suppose you'll deny any knowledge of the 1984 conspiracy to make kids dumb.
Oh, brother.
Could you maybe not mention Wit's End when you write?
See, I read all about this in a book I checked out in the library. It's a chapter between the Elvis cover-up and where the government has stashed the Ark of the Covenant. You can't fool me. I'm wise to you.
You're referring to the book What Your Kids Want to Know, But You Better Not Tell Them.
Yeah, you heard of it?
You could say so. I wrote it.
You don't say! Yeah, I thought your name sounded familiar.
Have you heard about the plot to place tiny microphones in every public restaurant in the world?
Serious?
Yeah. I mean, how else could you explain those cheesy fake flowers at every table?
We shouldn't be talking right now.
Yeah, let's go outside. It's safer out there.
Right. Flowers at 10 o'clock.
You know, Whit, sometimes I worry about this place.
Oh, not to worry, Connie. We don't have mics hidden in the plants. Actually, they're in the lamps instead.
Wit.
Like we learned in today's story, God is always watching over us. You can either feel comforted by that, like David felt when he wrote Psalm 34, verse 15, "The eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous, and his ears toward their cry." Or if you're doing wrong, then knowing that God is watching over you probably makes you feel worried. Romans 2:6 says that God will give to each person according to what he has done.
To those who by persistence in doing good seek glory, he will give eternal life. But for those who are self-seeking and who reject the truth and follow evil, there will be wrath and anger. You see, God has promised to watch over and protect his people. That's his part. Our part is to make sure we're honoring him with our lives. So instead of worrying about how people see us, we should think instead about what God sees and live lives pleasing to him. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Best Face Forward was written by Marshall Younger and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Dwayne Harms. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.